watching your reflection in the mirror, and I am behind you. I know you're insecure about yourself, even if to me, you're the sexiest man alive. As I get closer, my lips almost touching your ear. Now let me take the lead, I whisper. You shiver. I know I don't have to ask, but every time, the fact of reminding both of us the immense natural power I have on you is exciting and overwhelming. I kiss your neck, gently grazing your sensitive skin with my teeth, like a vampire searching for the right spot to bite, to suck the life out of you. My hands run on your shoulders, around your throat, then on your chest. I start loosening the buttons of your shirt while I look straight into your eyes in your reflection in the mirror. My slender fingers wanders on your chest, run my nails on your skin, my long red nails, so elegant, so feminine. You close your eyes and sigh. I chuckle and I kiss your neck as I take off your shirt completely. My wet mouth is close to your ear again and I whisper your name. Look at us, I say. You don't know how much I want you. In moments like this, I feel that my desire, my physical need for you, is even stronger than my love. And this is scary and exciting at the same way, because it sounds dark, it sounds depraved, forbidden. I want to fuck you. I want to own your body, feast on your flesh, drink your seed, touch your meat as if I'm holding on you for dear life. You inside of me. Me inside of you. Doing dirty things. Things that make you blush. Things you wouldn't dare to confess to anyone else. To any other woman. No one knows your deeper desires. Your darkest secrets as I do. No man can give me what I really want like you do. You are special. You are beautiful. You are submitted to me. I keep your mind on a leash much stronger than the one I use on your body when I put a collar around your neck. You trust me and allow me to own and dominate you. I allow you to think you have a choice. You haven't. You were born to please women. You were born to be on your knees for me. That's why I just need to snap my fingers to have you on all fours and begging me to fuck your ass. Giving up to all the stereotypes about masculinity that cause only pain. No, you and I, we seek only pleasure, feverish, orgasmic, devastating, mind-blowing pleasure. And right now, in front of the mirror, I caress your erection through your pants. My breathing is getting shorter in your ears, impatient, and you are not closing your eyes anymore. No, you are watching. You are hypnotized by my touch, and you moan when I slide my hand inside your pants and take out your cock. Damn, you are so hard, ready to explode. You see in the mirror how weak you are. See how effortlessly I control your fragile body and submissive mind with just my small, delicate, soft hand. You have all your world in my palm. My fingers wrapped around your cock like a tarantula capturing her prey. I want to strip your cock. I want to force you to submit to it because he submitted to me and you have no power, nothing at all. But you already know all of this. You know resistance is useless. You know a happy surrender is the only way to be free. Free to enjoy sex, love, pleasure. We look into each other's eyes in the mirror as you explode in my hand before we even start. Yeah, this is just a prologue. My hunger is not satiated yet. And I need to suck more of your energy, of your length. I won't let you go until you are completely spent. Spent and happy, completely brainwashed by your own orgasm, by my words, by my dangerous game, and by how excited you are while you look at it in front of the mirror. And you, my boy, yes, you are listening to this audio right now. You, maybe you're not hard yet. If you're listening to me, it's because you're horny. You could go to a porn site and watch some videos with these perfect looking models being fucked in every hole and every position while they moan in pleasure and get covered with cum. Yes, but what I offer you is much more intimate and intense. You know why? Because every time I speak to you through your headphone, you penetrate your brain. I am fucking your mind with my voice. I am ravishing your thoughts, pounding into your imagination hard and fast like a hound take a bitch. That's my power over you. And you came here of your own will. And you keep coming and coming and coming. I brainwashed you to brainwash yourself. Shh, it's alright, it's alright. I told you, your days of loneliness are over. I'm here. Untouchable. And yet, closer than any woman could ever.